Those of you watching the videos may have noticed a sweet lacrosse mohawk I've been rocking. Compliments of my young teenage daughter's input. Yeah, gotta look the part when coaching lacrosse. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Value Nation's The Value Vault, where we break down real estate myths, tips, and tricks in 5 minutes or less. Today's episode, like, prices are rising, but the comps haven't caught up. How do appraisers handle that? So today, we're diving into low comp data in fast-moving markets. Hold on to your seats. When past sales don't reflect current demand, appraisers rely on time adjustments. They analyze market trends to justify upward movement since the date of the older sales. So they might use paired sales, comparing two similar homes sold at different times, right? To calculate these appreciation rates, pending sales and active listings can also support an upward trend, but they're not as solid as closed sales. Still, when comps are stale, appraisers will often include additional commentary to help explain the discrepancy. Communication helps. So if you're an agent, provide some context. Multiple offers, escalation clauses, or buyer concessions can all be useful and supply that information up front. Appraisers aren't mind readers, and appraisers don't guess. They document. So in a hot market, the best things an agent can do is share data, help tell the story behind the price. Look, if you have questions for our valuation pros, head over to www.nationwideamc.com and reach out to us through the Contact Us tab. We'll be happy to help. That's all for me today. Inside 5 minutes, we nailed it. See you next time on Value Nation's The Value Bolt.